The joys of Christmas shopping. Everybody went out and did it over the weekend or online on Monday, and that's why today is National Package Protection Day. Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department is here. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Paul.
I guess if you did a lot of online shopping on Cyber Monday and you've got Amazon Prime, those packages hit your doorstep today.
Yeah. Maybe yesterday. My wife flagged me down. She said, hey, where are you at? And I said, I'm pulling in the lot to pick up our daughter from school. And she said, our son just got a package. His TV got delivered. It's sitting on the front porch.
Oh, no.
Race over there and get it. I'm like, please be there. And when I turn the corner, it's a great relief to see it's still on the porch.
Yeah.
Put it in the house.
That is the one drawback of, the convenience of online shopping. It's great, but you end up with, expensive merchandise on your front doorstep.
Yeah, so there's a lot of concerns associated with that. So, first and foremost, buy and shop from secure and trusted sites. So you want to be careful where you're purchasing and that. And you want to protect your credit card from fraud. And you can do a couple things. You could have packages delivered to work if they're accommodating about that. You could have a delivery box, a smart camera, a security camera on your front door. There's an item called Package Guard that the delivery man or woman can actually set the package there, and until you deactivate it, it'll set off an alarm. You could require a signature and certainly use delivery service tracking, and watch. That way, that's pretty good. You can monitor, like, this is about the time it's expected to arrive.
Yep.
And we have busy lives, and maybe we can't get it delivered to work, and that's an inconvenience. How about neighbors? So there's a couple things neighbors can do. One, they can just be alert to suspicious activity in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Trusted neighbors, which I think we all have, I'd like to say. You can have them maybe pick up the package and bring it into their house until you get home, or they could take it in your house for you. And like I said, just be alert for activity.
If you know somebody that's going to be home all the time, maybe somebody that works from home or somebody that is retired and could have the package shipped to their home, that's a convenience. Or if your workplace doesn't mind things being shipped to work, that's another option too.
Right. Those are all good things to do. And what I would suggest, too, if a package is stolen, contact the company, all right? Make sure, or it doesn't arrive on time.
Yeah.
Did it get delivered? And find out. And they'll be able to confirm they're pretty good of delivery. And then contact them, use the tracking number, and contact the police. And you might say, well, what are they going to be able to do now? I mean, it's gone. It's off the porch. There's not much evidence-wise. But crime trends. So we want to know, is there a certain neighborhood that a lot of items are missing from? Out in the county, there's subdivisions. Is there a certain subdivision that's getting hit hard? Because we can direct our patrols that way. The other thing that's important to report this, you're going to know specific items that could have serial numbers and model numbers available. Let us know that. Maybe we recover it. And this ties in. So let's say somebody gets caught that's doing this. Can we tie them to other crimes? Can we solve other crimes? So by all means, report it. And I don't want to discourage you and say it'll be hard without a suspect to solve the crime, but it's important to look at crime trends, and there's always that possibility. I think there's always a chance because another nice thing, if there is a nice thing about thieves, sometimes they have a tendency to like to talk and brag about what they've got away with. And we have the capture program, so people like to call and say, hey, so-and-so's bragging about all the packages they're picking up. So certainly make a police report with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't feel like it's a wasted call. For those that aren't doing the online shopping, but rather the in-store shopping, you really got to keep your guard up, especially this time of year, don't you?
That's right. So some safety tips. If you're out at night, park in well-lit areas. Lock your vehicle when you're out of the vehicle. And if you have some packages you've already purchased, keep them out of sight. Something to think about when you're leaving the lot, it's ELFs. Enter your vehicle, lock it behind you, fasten the seat belts, and the last is scram. So leave the lot. Don't sit there and spend a lot of time looking through things or checking your credit cards and money and that and the packages. Get out of there, take care of that at home. And as always, be aware of your surroundings. Don't be overloaded with packages. Safeguard your valuables while you're in the stores. Know where exits are in buildings. And we always are talking about have a plan. So an interesting thing, and you see some tragedies, whether it could be fire or active shooter things, they talk about people, it's just natural for us to go to the same door that we came into a building. That's the one we'll try to exit. And even though there's no way to get to that, and there could be a crush of people or everyone else trying to, there could be an exit that's closer, But because we haven't checked on that yet, so when you go into places, look around. Where are emergency exits? How are there other ways to get out of a building? And just have a plan. And if you see suspicious activity, alert security, whether it's at a mall or a store, alert the police, suspicious packages, and let us check on those things. And, you know, you might go, I don't want to bother you, but mm-hmm. but it doesn't hurt. Let's check and be safe, right? So we have a safe holiday.
Yeah. I saw this on the news a few years ago, but it really stuck with me. And it was, a security camera at, I think, like a Meijer store. This woman had her purse in the child seat of the shopping cart, turned to, look at some produce or something, and somebody just walked right up, didn't grab the purse, but rather just started pushing the cart. A lot less conspicuous to just start pushing the cart, and as long as there's no merchandise in the cart, just push it right out the door and to the car. The purse is gone.
Right, yeah. Just look like move in real quick. These people, they have systems.
Oh,
and
no
they're
doubt.
Very elaborate
and,
with it.
And just
and
like
credit card fraud and things like that.
Yeah.
And they know the tricks of the trade. And the other thing we talk about thieves, they talk to each other. Oh, this is what works for me. This
sure.
is how I don't get caught by security or the police. And they do those things, yes.
Yeah, and just like we're all doing more shopping this time of year, they're doing more stealing this time of year.
Right, like think the economy's good.
Right.
We take advantage of it and make purchases, and the thieves will take advantage by how do I get those purchases from you for free.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so keep shopping, have fun, but certainly be careful.
Yes, be careful, have a plan, and be safe, and enjoy yourself.
Good stuff. Doug, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Thanks,
Sergeant
Paul.
Doug Decker with the Port Huron Police Department, 20 past 8 o'clock now. Mm-hmm.